Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Kate McGilvery. A wave of pro-Palestinian demonstrations on U.S. college campuses are being met with police response.
Free Palestine! Free Palestine!
Protesters connected to the New York University shout at a line of police officers on Monday evening in New York. The police moved in soon after nightfall to clear the group out of a plaza they had occupied. The NYPD say the university asked officers to enforce trespassing violations, and dozens were arrested. Similar arrests were made at pro-Palestinian demonstrations earlier on Monday at Yale University and last week at Columbia University. Meanwhile, Ottawa police say they're investigating complaints about hate speech at a weekend protest on Parliament Hill. A pro-Palestinian demonstration was held there on Saturday, with people calling for an end to the Israeli occupation of Palestinian territories. One video of the protest posted online includes the voice of a man praising the deadly Hamas attacks of October 7th. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has responded, saying that this rhetoric has no place in Canada. Indigenous leaders from across the country are gathered in Toronto this week to meet with government officials and talk about their economic futures. Top of mind for many, a $5 billion Indigenous loan guarantee program outlined in the recent federal budget. As the CBC's Paula Duhatchek explains, there's hope that the program will put First Nations on an even playing field with other investors.
I think it's long overdue.
Robert Michel, elected chief of the Stillaten First Nation in British Columbia, knows firsthand how hard it is for First Nations to get access to financing.
We live on reserves, which has no equity or value to the banks.
He's hoping a new Indigenous loan guarantee program will change that. Ottawa will guarantee up to $5 billion in loans for Indigenous communities to participate in natural resource and energy projects. The program should reduce borrowing costs for First Nations.
I'd say it's a good start.
Jamie Lickers, Senior Vice President of Indigenous Markets with CIBC, expects the loans will get snapped up fast.
There are a number of projects that nations are ready to move forward with.
But whether the feds can match that momentum remains to be seen. Nilo Edwards, CEO of the First Nations Major Projects Coalition, says this program is a long time coming and he hopes it's up and running soon.
Well, I'm hoping that government can, for once, act at the speed of business and get a good program in place with urgency.
Paula Duhatchek, CBC News, Calgary.
Ottawa wants to find out how much plastic is being made in Canada and where it's ending up. The federal government has announced a new plastics registry, putting producers on notice that they'll have to take more responsibility for what they make. Anand Ram has details.
Protesters marched through Ottawa's downtown court, trying to catch the ears of global negotiators in town. On the eve of those talks, towards a binding global treaty to curb plastic pollution, Canada's Environment Minister Stephen Guilbeault announced how the government will start to measure the problem in this country.
The registry will require plastic producers to take more responsibility. They must declare the quantity and types of plastic they supply.
A registry to track plastic from the source, from manufacturing to final product. The government estimates more than 4 million tons of plastic waste ends up in Canadian landfills annually. But with microplastics being found in animals, humans, and in remote corners of the earth, researchers say cleanup has to be the second priority. Without more action, around the world, plastic waste is expected to almost triple by the year 2060. Anand Ram, CBC News, Toronto.
And finally, wildfire season has begun in earnest in Alberta. Some communities southeast of Fort McMurray are on high alert as a nearby fire threatens to spread to their homes. This fire started on Sunday and it's already consumed nearly 70 hectares of forest. There are 65 wildfires burning across Alberta right now, three of them out of control. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Kate McGilvery.